In this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast, we are going to be unpacking step 4 in our 5-day series where we are unpacking the S in the REST acronym. So far, we've covered the R, we've covered the E, and today is all about the S. And it just might be my favorite piece of this acronym. So if you are someone who loves to think about going somewhere, just kind of, if you have a happy place and you wish you could spend more time there, well, this is going to be a step you want to make sure you hear. So join us for this 4th part in this 5-part series of the Intentional Mom Podcast. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of 9 who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. All right. So we are to step 3. We are to piece 3 in this 4-part acronym of REST. And I like to think of intentional rest. I like to think of intentional and purposeful rest. Rest that has a purpose. And remember, we talked back in part 1, we talked about how rest does not mean lazy. Rest does not mean that you have to be sleeping or even be somewhere with your eyes closed. Rest is thinking about a refueling, a rejuvenation, a rebooting ourselves until we feel more armed and ready and capable to insert ourselves back into our lives. So this is the 3rd step, and we are talking all about the S. So we've already talked about R, which stands for retreat, and we've already talked about E, which stands for exhale. So today we're talking about S, and S stands for step away. This means to truly step away from your thoughts and your actions and whatever is going on in the moment. And I often describe my brain as a highway. So if you can relate to that at all, it's stepping out of that highway. It's kind of stepping off the treadmill of the everyday things that we often find ourselves on. And sometimes when we have that reactive need to step into this place of rest, sometimes it's because there is an acute situation that is happening. And so we need to take ourselves out of that. And so this is truly stepping away from your thoughts and your actions. And really, it's thinking about something totally different. Just take your mind away. Actively choose to go somewhere that you want to be in your mind just for a short time. So before you embark to your happy place or the place of your choosing today, it would probably be smart to set a time limit. Set a time limit for yourself to just kind of be transported away somewhere different. I like to think about a timer here. Sometimes you can take yourself away just with music, and you can figure most songs are about 3.5 minutes. So sometimes you can put like a song limit or something like that on it. But you do want to know what your time limit, your overall time limit is going to be for this little mini escape that you're giving yourself when we are S stepping away. So determine a time limit, and then you'll be ready to just kind of depart. I do this all kinds of different ways. Sometimes I put on nature sounds or other relaxing music. Sometimes I find it helpful to choose more typical music with words. Sometimes there's songs from when I was younger or songs that might have a happy memory attached to them. And it just allows me to get lost in the music. It kind of helps, again, it takes my mind and transports it from where I am to another place in time. So you might find that helpful as well. I also like personally the Calm app on my phone. That has all kinds of pretty sounds, nature type sounds, beach waves. That's one I really like. But sometimes I also like to listen or even watch Disney. It's one of my favorite. I think it is my happy place. And it has some of my favorite memories with my family there. And so sometimes when I'm having this step away time and I'm just truly stepping away from where I am and I'm transporting myself someplace else, sometimes I will watch a Disney ride or I will look at just some of the Disney footage of actually being in some of the Disney parks. And I will just lose myself there. Again, I will look at all the fun people are having. Man, I mean, where else do people have just hands down fun but Disney? So sometimes as you're watching people have fun, you're just getting lost in their fun. Or maybe like me, you're getting lost in your own memories of the times that you've been there. But there's all kinds of ways to step away from where you are and kind of insert yourself somewhere else. And that's what this whole concept is about. So again, I do like to set a timer. I find 3 to 5 minutes is about all I can get. But spending some time actively choosing to transport your mind somewhere else can again bring you back to the reality, to the here and now, and that kind of that re-entry into your life, it gives you a little bit of a renewed spirit to insert yourself back into your life. And that's what the S is all about in the REST acronym. So we've got one more letter. We've got one more letter to go. And this one actually is pretty amazing as well. So I will look forward to talking to you about the T, but this is all about stepping away. Step away from where you are now and step into or back into someplace, your happy place. And maybe it's your happy place for today. And tomorrow, your happy place will look like something totally different. But stepping away is about stepping out of where you are now, stepping out of your current reality, and stepping into something new, different, and exciting. So let's jump into the T next time. Until then, man, put the R, the E, and the S to work. Well, all right, there is just one piece left in this REST acronym. This time where we're focusing on intentional rest, we're focusing on purposeful rest, we're focusing on refueling, re-energizing, refocusing ourselves so that we can show up into our current circumstances, our current reality, as the best version of ourselves. And so in the next episode, we're going to be jumping into the T. I'll share what that's about. I'll share everything you need to know about bringing this all together. Until then, make it an intentional day.